What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More U.S. help for Iraq could be on the way. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the United States is considering creating more train and advise hubs for Iraqi troops, even as it prepares to open a new base in Anbar province with 450 military personnel. General Martin Dempsey says examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi, the provincial capital overrun by Islamic State insurgents last month, is just part of prudent planning. Swiss and Austrian authorities are investigating whether sophisticated cyber attacks have been launched to spy inside a negotiation six world powers are conducting with Iran over its nuclear program. Authorities say they were looking for malware that might have been used to monitor the talks that have been conducted at several hotels in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Leaders of Nigeria and four of its neighbors met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. Leaders attending the meeting in the Nigerian capital Abuja included the presidents of Chad, Niger, and Benin, and the defense minister of Cameroon. Two Pakistani-American brothers were sentenced to long prison terms Thursday for a bomb plot to attack New York City in 2012. 22-year-old Rais Qazi and 32-year-old Shahryar Qazi were sentenced to 35 years and 20 years, respectively, by a court in the southern state of Florida. Authorities say the alleged plot never got beyond the planning stage. This is VOA News. An American